Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. The $600 million what edition, and the NFL is on the hook for how much?
What?
Yes, sir. Edition. I'm Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And, of course, everything you need. Other than me alone on the video stream, that's one thing you definitely don't need. On WisconsinOnDemand.com with the Wisconsin On Demand app, which allows you to get this here podcast wherever you get all your other podcasts. I notice now Jesse is posting earlier hours in the show while the show is still going on. On Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and RIP Stitcher. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And the Packers Hall of Famer, Badgers legend. I don't know how much he squatted when he was a Badger. Is in a weight room? What are you doing here?
It's a weird camera shot. Good morning, Jason.
Nice leg.
Well, it's...
Showed off the squatting legs.
We've been bouncing around a little bit. I was determining if I should stand. I got a high stool. We have a couple of guests that are going to be coming on in the 10 o'clock hour. But we're at Squat Fest down here in Camp Randall, in the bowels of Camp Randall Stadium. And this is, I think, at least the second year that this has been going on. Last year I came as just a willing watcher. I think I took the day off. And it is such an interesting, for people that aren't in football, it gives you a glimpse of what goes on
football
behind the scenes. And, you know, we always talk about making the big strides from year one to year two. And in college, it's even that much more ramped up. And it's all done right in here, you know, with Coach Collins and what they do. And it's at every strength and conditioning program. But here, they really have kind of put a marquee event and something for all the players to dial in for to get moving in that Squat Fest. So a lot of intensity. It would not be your cup of tea, Jason. Sweat, spit, blood, you know, just yelling and
Wait,
screaming.
There's blood?
Well, I don't know if there's blood, but okay. I mean, you get my drift. Like, I'm gonna push myself to every last ounce. And I can remember when I played, Friday mornings were always those days where we're bear crawling up ramps and we're, you know, firing rice buckets and we're doing all kind of pulling sleds and you are exhausted. And it's 9:30, 10 in the morning, and now you have your weekend. And man, you felt alive when you'd be done with those. You'd be nervous going into them. And today, let's see what your personal record is for squat. That's where you're focusing, and that's where you're ramping up to get there. And then, you know, July, like I tell you, July 4th, everybody starts thinking ball. And that's kind of where these guys are at. So this is a nice little, I think this is probably the date that they're looking at, because then you got to start kind of getting ready for the season, and you don't want to be putting a ton of weight on your back you know, end of July before you report, you know, August 1 or whatever date that ends up being.
All right. So since you're the football guy and the weightlifting guy, although with your bad knee, you shouldn't be lifting.
No, my squatting days are over for sure.
Is it, help us understand, it's called Squat Fest.
It's Squat Fest.
It's only squatting today?
Get out of here. Just show, there's old Coach Blas right here. He looked like he's ready to go throw a little squatting around. He made a little hand clean.
I could barely see him in that camo, though.
Yeah, you can't, he's camoed up. Yeah, he's trying to be incognito.
Luckily, those red flashing lights allowed me to see him. All right, so what are the guys doing today? Give us those dazzling details that you always give us.
So it is like, I want to say it's almost got like a nightclub vibe to it. There's flashing LED lights. There's music, but it's not about dancing. It's about moving weight, and it's about camaraderie and pushing your teammates. And I think that's what this is. You know, normal work days, you come in, you lift, you do your thing, and you bring energy. And this is probably like the Super Bowl for their off season, trying to, you know, set these new records and do those things. So you have flashing lights. You got jerseys that are in there. I think it's just a let's really push ourselves today to see where we're at and how far you can push. You know, it's always been, and last year I know that was a big talking point on finishing, getting done, getting all that stuff done. So it is just intensity. If I was kind of trying to give you, you know, a description, you have all this stuff. You have, you know, their video crews and everything else. Media is here, and you can just sense the intensity that the team and the offense just went. That intensity is what I think would be the word I would use to describe what these guys are going through today.
Well, there's definitely some yoked up dudes walking behind you in the windows. You're like in a in an aquarium. Like, where? What are you?
I'm in the tunnel. So there's glass, and then there's the weight room is right to our right. I mean, we wouldn't be able to hear a thing. I remember when I did the day at practice before bowls.
Oh, yeah.
And all that noise, that would be on, you know, ramped up 100 times if we were doing it in there. So Wooly and the whole squad here has set this up outside. It's good. We're going to have, you know, a couple of players jump on, probably on the offensive side, and then we'll, you know, just so they'll be able to really get into what a day like today is and why Squat Fest is something that the university feels, the football program feels really strong about.
So you obviously love Coach Alvarez. We collectively wished Brad Childress a happy birthday yesterday. He got back to us, so I look forward to another of your former coaches joining us. But you did not do anything quite like this.
No.
You're an old school lifting guy, not flashing LED. You didn't even have LED lights.
No, I don't know if I'd love this, if I'm being honest. I think I think it's more about putting in the work, but there is something to, you know, kind of unifying behind guys and kind of figuring that stuff out and pushing each other. You do that on a normal day too, but I just think when you do it in this atmosphere, it's game day. They're trying to recreate what a game day would feel like in June. And that I think is really smart. And anytime you can get that added adrenaline and that extra juice, I think it's a good thing for your program.
All right, and help us understand, for those watching on the video stream, you had a brief visit from a man in camouflage.
The O-line coach, I spent some good time with him out in Las Vegas. He's the new offensive line coach, A.J. Blazek, Iowa guy. He was down at Vanderbilt last year, and a lot of energy. You could tell. I mean, he's chomping. He's like, what are we? Yeah, we're on air, so, you know, chill. But you could just sense the excitement level and the energy is palpable.
I am slightly offended that you would say that this was not my scene. I would love to be covering it.
I don't think there's anywhere I would think.
Either.
Like, guys are, their faces are painted. You got the, you know, the eye black
their
under,
faces
and it is a full
painted.
On. Like, I'm going to battle, and again, the blood and sweat and tears. You're more probably like, get a glass of tea, sit down, have some crumpets, and then talk about what these guys
lemonade.
Are doing. That would be more what I would think.
Not really a crumpet guy. All right. Well, we look forward to this. So will we be able to see any of the actual squatting?
I can ask Wooly. I don't think we're not going to, like, take the cameras. And obviously that place
for
Wisconsin. Maddie is going to probably have a ton of great digital stuff that she's going to be able to get. From a show standpoint, am I going to go in there and, like, give a play-by-play of what guys are squatting? No, I'm not. If you were hearing that's something you wanted to do, that would be great.
I would do that, yeah.
I think you might.
Man on the street, man on the
squat rack.
With your
tea and your crumpets.
Yeah. Yes. All right, last question on squatting for now, because I know you're eager. I can hear the excitement. I can feel the energy.
Well, the defense is coming. So they do offense, defense. Offense is done for the day, so I'm sure they feel great. Defense is getting into it, so they're going to hype themselves up, and I don't know what exactly. I think this is where they come in. So there'll be probably some curse words and let's go, blah, 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 all that good jazz that you're looking for. And here they come.
We can't even trust you to host the show with a window you look out at your undisclosed location.
Yeah, it'll be tough. It's going to be tough. I mean, there's a lot of blinking lights, a lot of moving parts, a lot of stimuli. So, yeah, I mean, you know how that goes. This thing could go 10 different ways.
I saw the lights shift to green. Does that mean it's go time for the defense?
As long as I haven't seen any yield signs. It's, you know, this is the red might be just Badger red.
Uh-huh.
But it also might mean, okay, we're chill for a minute. Green light, go. I don't necessarily know what that's all going to mean. There's Coach. He's going to get he's got Maddie and Wooly going over. They're going to start squatting. They're up next. They just got them all fired up.
All right. I lied, much like you did to Justin Garcia yesterday, and said it was your last question, and then there was another one. Which, by the way, if you are a Bucks fan and you want a better understanding of your favorite team, go back on Wisconsin On Demand or on our YouTube channels and check out our record-setting three segments with Justin Garcia. He was fantastic. Tausch was all geeked up. It was a really, really good conversation about the Bucks and where they stand. But I lied. I have one more question.
Okay.
So your squatting days are over.
Yes.
But for our fans that are not football guys.
Yeah.
When you were in your prime, robust youth in the prime of your NFL career, how much were you squatting? Give us a perspective on what an NFL player squats.
I don't know what the most I ever like put on the bar, but I am very – squatting was kind of my strength. I was not a huge bench guy. I think the most I ever benched one rep, we called it an RM, was probably, mid-fours. Squatting, I would venture to say I was probably in the mid-sevens is where I probably – 7 to 750 is about where I probably felt good. You know, we put 500 on and we could get it a couple reps, and if you started doing that, that's how you kind of one repped it out. So I would say – probably low sevens is where I would put where I could squat.
All right. These are the times where I think it's really helpful to have someone with your life experience.
How about you? You got those big strong calves.
Yeah, I think your calf raise is
probably as good as anybody's.
Yeah, a lot of power in the calves. I think maybe I got close to 400 squatting once upon a time.
Okay.
The bench, I think.
You got them thick hips.
Two something.
You got them thick hips.
The fact that you were able to bench 400 and squat 750 tells us that.
Well, hand clean. We didn't do a ton of it my first year, and then Chris Doyle came in, who was at Iowa, and he really pushed the Olympic lifts. So we had to learn the technique, and that is. It's a really
great. Is that
great...
where you snap it up onto your chest?
Yes, you pull from the ground and you got to sink your hips and get under it, and that was something I struggled with. But you could really just grind and push, and when you do that, you could kind of steal some. So that was a lift that I thought was always awesome to be able to be good at. And when the guys were, it told you the story that they had good explosiveness.
All right. Well. From talking about the clean and jerk to talking about somebody who's got something going on, that, of course, is Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Getting loud in here. I got windows banging up all over the place. And if you need new windows, Pella Windows and Doors is the place to go. You have an older home. You need new windows. You want to be able to look in and see Squat Fest and see through great, clear, paned windows. Well, Pella's got it. The way they did things a century ago. A little different than today, so give Pella a call. Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era. The Alvarez era, the Bielema era, the Crist era, and the Fickle era. It doesn't really matter what kind of home you live in. If you order today from Pella, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Certain restrictions to apply. This offer ends June 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. And the boys are off and ready to roll here in Madison.
All right, so if you're normally a terrestrial radio or audio stream listener, I feel like today is the day to try out the video streams. Twitter, Facebook, ESPN Madison, YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee YouTube. The club-like atmosphere with the flashing lights and big yoked-up dudes walking through. Now's the time to try out the video stream if you haven't done it before on Wilde and Tausch. We will roll on. There is no way that Mark Tauscher will be able to get through this show without being completely distracted on a number of occasions.
Not well, that would have been it right there if we were going to do it. A lot of action right there.
More from Squat Fest 2024. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Because I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me low. I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad when you annoy yourself. So irritating. No, don't want to be my friend no more. I want to be somebody else. Yeah.
Live from Squat Fest 2024. Tausch is at Camp Randall. I'm safely in my basement. Do you have a view of the rack?
Yeah, there's racks all over the place. Yeah.
So you're... So
I'll be able to watch. Maybe I'll give some updates. I don't know how much is the most that you're going to see. I think four plates on each side is 405.
Okay.
And I think you'll... I don't think you'll see anybody putting five plates on because that would be... 495, if my math is correct. Another 90. Yeah. That's probably about what it would be, and then you just rep it out. Maybe somebody will put six, but then you got to start worrying about warping the bar.
Oh, you don't want to warp
so
the bar.
So you don't want bar warp. But, yeah, it's
bar warp.
It's an intense. It's an intense operation. There's a lot of screaming, yelling. That's what weight rooms are for.
All right, last thing on this. Because I am very curious about the logistics. Is it kind of like Wimbledon? Is there like a center rack where the high profile?
No, it is not like Wimbledon. Well, it would be like Wimbledon if there was no center court and all of the courts had the same. But what happens is you'll get people will kind of rally around when guys are in their last phase to push to make that. Their big number, if that makes sense. So you'll have a bunch of guys just doing their stuff, warm and going. And then when somebody is up like, hey, this cat's going to go for a big number, then you'll have a bunch of guys kind of getting around and doing it. So that's kind of how the layout of Squat Fest goes.
All right. Well, we will continue to get updates from Squatapalooza, and we will have some guests that are scheduled to appear during the course of that. What is our friend Mike Tannenbaum doing?
Reckless.
So this is the business that he's now in. Like, he would hate this if he was still the general manager.
He's embracing it.
But he is embracing it. And I think his point on our show about the playing it out and getting 60 a year, I understand where he's coming. This idea now, and I saw this morning where he said, 10 years, $600 million.
Yeah, that's
what
he
crazy
said.
On both parts of it. Jordan to do that, Patrick Mahomes did it, and he's already renegotiated twice. That's the beauty. If you're a star, you can renegotiate because
right.
You have the organization. You know, it's you got them figured. You have the leverage when you're a great player. But it would make no sense, and as it's coming from, unless Green Bay got him 10 years, $600 million, but it was only $200 million in guarantees. Sounds crazy to say, but I think the Packers would be more than okay with that. But I think shorter term, having Jordan say, you know what, I'm going to outplay this in 3 or 4 years, a five-year deal is still where I think this comes down. I still think it's going to be in that 57-58, and I think you're going to see Russ Ball work his magic as far as how he structures it. That's where I think it is. But Tannenbaum, the point he's trying to make, and this is what you see in the media, is you make a take, you double down on it, you triple down on it, and you quadruple down on it. Mm-hmm. He's now in that double to triple phase. And at some point, he'll go quad. And after quad, hopefully the deal gets done. And I think we all kind of assume not much is going to happen. Jordan obviously gets engaged over in Italy. He's on vacation. I would venture after that 4th of July, he'll be back up in Green Bay. His reps will be talking. And I would think you're going to see a big push around, I don't know, the 10th, 11th of July until you get that 10-day window to really start hammering. I think Green Bay will have to up what they're asking or what they're offering. Jordan will probably have to come down with his, and they'll meet in the middle, and everybody will be happy, at least for a year or two. The idea of 10 years, $600 million, it doesn't make sense for either side to do that.
So the only question that I would have on that, other than the recklessness, as Jesse used as a phrase, is whether or not it makes sense if you can keep restructuring anyway. Because we've talked about this before, Tausch, that a quarterback's contract, one of the reasons, and I was talking about this with Homer and Brian Bulaga last night on the Homer Hour. Homer thinks you should just franchise tag the guy year after year after year until you can't no more. And the drawback, one of the drawbacks, is obviously you're carrying a $50 million cap number or whatever it is year by year. But the other part of it is, the structure of these quarterback contracts, it's designed to allow you to restructure to create cap space, right? You take a roster bonus that's scheduled to be paid, you convert it to signing bonus, you spread out the charge over subsequent years. So while I agree that this is crazy talk from our friend Mike Tannenbaum, a 10-year contract isn't, it's not like it's a 10-year locked in no changes can be made to a contract. And if he became underpaid, just like Patrick Mahomes is now, you start the process of restructuring. So it's not a far-flung idea.
I don't think it's as crazy as, big picture-wise. I think Jordan, if he believes he's going to be a stud for a long time, like you said, it's not really going to matter. Because if he's underpaid, and you saw this with Aaron Rodgers, you saw it with Patrick Mahomes, if you're playing at the high level and you see quarterbacks, Dak is going to be up, and Tua, these guys are all going to make this money, and Patrick Mahomes in a year or two is going to say, yeah, you need to break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Boom, 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 boom. And Kansas City is going to do it. Josh Allen, I'm guessing he's going to get his contract. If he continues to play at a high level, he's going to be able to read it because his deal is going to be undervalued. That's how it works with the quarterback position. And if you're not the guy, they're going to probably get rid of you. And, they'll find a cheaper replacement. And, well, you're getting paid too much. So that's how this works. But looking at the Jordan Love component, it's been really intriguing because he's not a proven commodity. But everybody, and I mean everybody, thinks he is. And he's going to continue on that trajectory, including Green Bay. So if that's the case, hey, let's try and lock him up for as long as you can. And if you do that, you're going to feel really good about moving forward and being able to move the contract around so that you can get more and more players. And from Jordan's standpoint, you saw that with Tom Brady. When you're doing that, gives you a lot of goodwill with your fan base, even though it's not like these guys are taking a ton of pay cuts. What they're doing is shuffling and giving some flexibility. And the longer your contract is, the more flexibility you have to play with and push things down the road as the salary cap continues to climb.
All right, so if we're going to call, and Jesse, I thought
it's not reckless.
I'm going to
say this. It is not reckless. Is it a little bit cray?
Hyperbolic?
Yeah, it's a little cray.
He's out of control.
All right, let's
what did Patrick Mahomes sign for, Jason? 10 years, $500 million, right?
Yeah, close to. I thought it was $400 million, but
okay. And he's redone it already once, and my guess is he wins again this year. He's going to redo it again, and Kansas City will be more than happy to pay it. Just like if Jordan Love signs his 10-year, $600 million, if he's as good as we think he's going to be, in year three, $60 million a year is going to be low on the quarterback. pay scale.
It's out of control. It's just –
it's going to be – oh, now, the fact that the NFL is going to be paying $12 billion to its fans, that might change things. So that's where you – and then there's a pandemic that hit, remember, 3 or 4 years ago, and things had to be smoothed out.
I forgot.
So there's all of this stuff that is – and when people say, why would you do this? Why would you do that? Because if you're getting $300 or $400 million in guarantees – that's a what? How does that saying go? A bird in the bush is one in the hand, or a bird in the bush.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Let me. Can we play? Since Jesse called our friend Mike Tannenbaum reckless with this take, I think Jesse should play the audio and let us be the judge, fans be the judge, listeners be the judge on whether Jesse may have. Speaking of reckless, is it reckless to call this reckless? Here's Mike Tannenbaum.
If I'm Jordan Love, I am not even returning a call. I'm going to wait for Dak Prescott, and then I'm looking for $60 million a year for 10 years. And
wait, sorry, what did you say? 10 years?
Yes, $60 million a year for 10 years. And if I'm the Packers, I say yes. Why wouldn't you?
Wait, whoa, hold on. 10-year, yeah. $600 million deal.
Easy, yep.
So Mike Tannenbaum, just to reiterate this and point this out, you're suggesting that the contract that Jordan Love should get from the Green Bay Packers is the second richest deal in the history of men's American sports of the four teams behind Ohtani. I don't believe there's anyone close to this, right? I mean,
yeah, it would go past Mahomes, but again, like,
by a lot.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you do, like, if you're the Packers, or alternatively, if I'm Jordan Love, if you don't want to pay that bill, think about all the teams that would pay that bill that, you know, are still having massive question marks. You know, you could go to Seattle. I mean, there's enough teams that you would say, like, hey, I am a 25-year-old superstar with impeccable character, impeccable skill, in the prime of my career for a long time.
We really like Mike around here.
Reckless.
I'm not willing to go quite that far. But I'll say this. He sounds like he believes it. It doesn't sound like he's saying it
so
for effect.
He is not. And the 10 years, I'm telling you right now, it sounds it's a lot of money. But as we know in the NFL, $600 million is not $600 million. It's whatever is guaranteed.
Correct.
And if it's $200 million and you're only 33% guaranteed money, that's low on the guaranteed portion of a contract. So while it sounds crazy, I'm telling you, and this is all dependent, he believes in Jordan Love, and his point is the league believes in Jordan Love. And I believe that that is a correct assessment. And the Packers believe that's a correct assessment. That's why they're going to sign him to a deal that's not going to be 10 for 600. It's going to be 5 for 300 or 5 for 280, whatever that ends up being. He believes that Jordan Love's a stud. Studs get paid big money. And I think his background as a GM and everything else is going to look at it and say, all right, we know that that gives us a ton of flexibility as a front office. If we have 10 years to play with and to continue to restructure and bonus up and, you know, spread things out so that we can be as cap efficient as we can, that's what he's saying. And he's saying Jordan Love's the second best quarterback in the NFL. He should be paid that way, even though if he was the GM, he would try and fight,
right,
scrap and claw to pay him less. But he's not. He's a TV analyst now, and that's what TV analysts do.
Indeed, and he is definitely leaning into it in a bit. Like, I almost feel like we were like his bullpen session.
We were the sound. We were his Mark Murphy. Hey, let's trial balloon this, see how it goes. And I text, yes, Evan afterwards. I said, he said this same thing on our show a couple weeks ago, and I don't think it's crazy. I just don't. I don't think it's going to happen. But his point is, again, the Dak Prescott ain't getting a new deal. He's going to play it out. Jordan Love ain't going to play it out. Jordan Love is not going to play this year for $11 million. He doesn't want that, and the Packers don't. The Packers want him to be in that mid-tier of quarterback pay and play at a high level. And in 2 years, say, we need to redo this because of this. That is the goal for the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love's goal should be, I want to be the highest paid. As long as I'm playing that way, I need to be that way, paid-wise.
Uh-huh.
That's the part why it's so tricky.
All right. I want to continue this conversation coming up next. But if, in fact,
Dude, Tucker is... I'm going to tell you something. I just saw on the screen here, Tucker in Wausau has been killing it on social for us. He has tweeted and or text the show fun stuff for the last 2 weeks. So, Tucker, keep up the good work, man.
The text to which Tausch is referring to is, Tausch looks like he's in a weird haunted house. Flashing lights to disorient. Random yelling. A guy hiding in the corner. Yeah. Yeah,
all those things are true.
Those are all things that happen in a haunted house. That's for sure. But he's not in a haunted house. He's at Squat Fest 2024 with the Wisconsin football team. He will continue from there. If Jordan Love gets that $600 million, I cannot wait.
Hey, Jason, quick question for you.
Oh,
more or less, prize pick this bad boy. Jordan Love's career in Green Bay, earnings, $600 million. You're going more or less. That actually hits his bank account.
I will answer that question coming up. That bank account, if they signed him to 10 years, $600 million, I want Ed Policy and Mark Murphy at either end of a giant Associated Bank check handing it to him on the first day of training camp. And, of course, it's Associated Bank because they're the official bank of the Packers. They've been there since the Packers have been there. They were there in 1919 when it all began, and they're there now for you as a customer, whether it's with great customer service and their J.D. Power awards that they've won, whether it's with early pay where you get access to your money up to 2 days early if you have direct deposit from your job, and, of course, with Packers checking from Associated Bank, Packers debit card, Packers Pro Shop discounts, everything you could possibly want, all from Associated Bank. Go to AssociatedBank.com or stop by a friendly local branch today to find out more. More from Squat Fest and more madness about the Jordan Love contract next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Madison's new home for Wisconsin Badgers volleyball.
A national semifinalist for the sixth time.
We're on Wisconsin Sports, 100.5 ESPN.
Tausch, welcome in our new guest.
Okay, so as you mentioned, big arms, but today was about squats. I don't know if you did full arms. Chez Malusi joining Wilde and Tausch here from Squat Fest. Chez, so we've been painting the picture. I said intensity. There's a lot, you know, everybody is fired up because this is kind of one of the big days in your off season. How would you describe to our audience what being in here, you finished already, which is probably a nice relief. Give us a little explanation. Paint us a picture.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously like intense. It's gritty. I mean, the air conditioning is off in there, so you know the vibes are high. But I would just say, man, Squat Fest is a lot of fun. You know, it's kind of what you work for all summer, and you just kind of put it all together, and, you know, the squat is the max. Have fun with the guys, you know?
So what did you squat? What was today? I know you're, you know, coming back.
Yeah.
Is it as good as it was before? What's the most you've squatted?
Yeah, Brady capped me off at 515, so I definitely can get a little higher. But, I mean, it's pretty similar to what I did last year. But I think, I mean, I'm turning up, so I think I can get a little bit more than that, but it's pretty similar.
All right, so I know Wildy's going to ask a ton of questions and try and get you all emotional because he thinks he's Oprah. But I am really impressed because you have had setbacks and you just keep going. And I know how difficult it is because physically – I think what people don't understand about from an athletic standpoint is the physical part you're going to do. It's the mental part. And I was there. It was in Purdue, right? At Purdue at the end of the game. And you could just see your teammates, the love and affection they have for you. We felt because you're such a critical part to this team. And when you got hurt, I just was wondering what is going on in your mind because you've been hurt before and you got to climb that mountain again. Can you kind of just take us in your mindset as far as I'm coming back and I'm going to finish this thing the way I want to?
Yeah. I mean, obviously in the moment it's super tough. You know, it's the instant, like, feeling of, like, I got to do this over again. Like, it's that starting back at zero. But as soon as you come to, you know, realize the situation, all you can really do is either, like, figure out how you're going to come back or just give in. And, like, for me, you know, my family and just myself, like, that's never really an option. So once I kind of had those 3-4 days of, like, kind of just taking, you know, what the deal was, kind of make a decision on what I wanted to do and just talk to the coaches and stuff like that. As soon as I figured all those things out, it was just how fast am I going to come back?
Yeah.
That was that.
So you gave yourself a little bit of time, but there was never a doubt that you're going to reboot and get this thing going?
Pretty much. You know, I talked to some people that I valued their opinion. So it was either I had to take a shot at the NFL, just come back, take my time, and maybe train for the draft, or come back to college and, you know, have that season that I always want. So once I talked to those people and just kind of like gathered all those information, I figured that it'd be best that I come back.
And what was really nice to see last year, the new offense, and it just fits you, right? The versatility that you have. So now that we're moving forward and you've fought through and you put yourself back in this position, what's the expectation coming into this season with another year of now everybody is going to feel a lot more comfortable? I know the offensive line is going to feel more comfortable. What's the expectation for you as far as workload and everything else as this season's going to get started here in a month or so?
Right, yeah. I mean, just be a leader. And it starts with, you know, the guys up front and myself included, you know, just doing what we can to win football games, because that's obviously the most important thing. But like you said, this is year two in a new offense, a new scheme, and I think everyone's feeling a lot more comfortable. And myself, the whole offense, obviously we got a new quarterback, but I think Tyler's come in and put his head down and gone to work. And so I'm excited, man. I think everyone's, you know, locked and loaded.
Talking with Badgers running back Chez Malusi on Wilde and Tausch. All right, Chez, I don't really appreciate the comparison to Oprah, but it's
why would
not
you
exactly
not appreciate
wrong.
Being compared to? She's the one of the greatest interviewers of all time.
Yeah, I'm not looking to make you cry, but
here you go.
But you are one hell of a story on perseverance. And as a parent, I've already used you as an example to our youngest because of the adversity that you fought through.
I
right, being
that.
playing a sport at a high level. I mean, you're a stud, right? You came here from Clemson. You get here. And you tear your ACL, right? There's the start of the adversity. Then you break your arm. You miss games in the next season. Now you've got this injury that you have to come back from, and yet you're still here and you're still fighting and still pushing. I don't know how anybody wouldn't respect the hell out of you for doing that and use you as an example to their 13-year-old daughter who wants to learn about how to get over adversity. So what is your advice to kids that are looking at you going, God, look at this guy. He's been through so much, and he still keeps going.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, sports has just been so important to me my whole entire life. And it kind of just starts with, like, you know, watching those guys that I've always looked up to and, like, seeing their work ethic. So, like, I mean, watching guys, like, I mean, it's going to be a little cliche, but, like, Kobe Bryant, like, I mean, that guy – at a young age, I was probably like 6-7 years old when I really started like locking in and really liking sports, and like just seeing the perseverance that some of those guys have, I aspired to be that way. So like, I mean, once I got put in the position to kind of, obviously I'm not anywhere near that level, but similar, I figured like, why not just kind of like do it my own way? And obviously I've been through my own trials and stuff like that, but you know, the only thing I can really do is just come back stronger like some of those guys I've seen before do me.
Well, I look forward to Chez Malusi's Muse being available on like Netflix or something at some point.
Exactly. That's a hell of a documentary.
Chez, Tausch didn't ask you this. I'm curious, like, just where are you at physically right now? You just told us you were able to obviously do some squatting. They're still being a little bit careful with you, but are you full go? Because those of us that have watched you when you're healthy, we know what you're capable of, and we know how exciting that is for this offense to have you healthy and productive. Where are you kind of in the journey right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's no limitations. I mean, last week I hit like 21.45 sprinting, and I just, you know, probably similar to what I did last year squatting wise. I mean, I'm pretty much full go. Like, I don't think there's any limitations at all. I think towards the end of spring ball, I started really get to feel like myself. And even in the summertime, like, even doing, like, some of the running back drills and stuff with Coach Spalding, like, I'm at a better place than I was in spring ball, and I just feel like myself again. So I'd say I'm back completely.
So, you know, I don't cover you guys on a daily basis. I cover the Packers up here in Green Bay, and Braylon is now in New York with Rodgers with the ridiculousness of Rodgers being almost 41 and Braylon being 20.
Yeah.
So you're in a position, though, where you're not just, hey, look at this great guy who's overcome all this adversity and what an inspiration. They need production from you. They need you to be the player that we know you are. And so how do you look at this season? Because correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the reasons you stayed for your fifth year was because you felt like you really fit this offense extremely well, and I think we saw glimpses of that before the injury. So what are you kind of viewing your role as, your expectations for this season?
Yeah, I mean, just doing whatever I need to do to win football games. You know, this is going to be a tough schedule. A lot of tough teams are going to come in here, and we're going to have to go play some big games away as well. So, you know, whatever I need to do to make sure the team wins is what I'll do. You know, if I need to be the bell cow one game, then I'll do that. If you need me to catch, you know, 15 passes in one game, I'll do that as well. You know, so whatever it takes for me to help this team win is what I'm willing to do, and obviously we need to do.
All right, I got one more question for you about you. But first, look over at Tausch. He claims that he, in his prime, was squatting 750. Do you believe that?
Hell yeah. I believe
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what are the big boys? Like, what is Riley? What are those guys squatting now?
Yeah,
like, probably like 800, I would guess.
Yeah, I mean, if you have enough mass, you can put some weight on the
ball. Yeah.
Like, it's. I'm not saying it's easier, obviously, but when you're a bigger guy, you can throw some weight around. So I don't doubt it.
Jason
at all.
Set the calf raise record.
All right.
He really pushed. he has no upper body strength, not very strong in the hips, but he claims he's got the best calves on the Packers beat, and I think he's right.
I heard calves are genetic, but
it's all genetic.
Yeah, but if you're working for him, I respect it.
Yeah, no, that's just Tausch not wanting me to zing him again. So, all right, let me ask you one more thing, because you did mention the NFL. I mentioned Braylon. I mean, look, we know you have that level of talent. So is that dream? You've chosen to stay now for yet another year in college. Obviously, you love the college experience and you love your team. But does that still remain a dream for you? And how important is it to stay healthy, be productive, not only to help this team get to where it wants to get this year, but to keep that dream alive and have the opportunity a year from now?
I mean, absolutely. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I don't play college football because I love college football. Like, I obviously love the experience. I'm very grateful for the opportunity it's granted me. But, like, I play football to make it to the highest level. Like, I don't just want to be in college just to be a college running back. That was never my dream. That was never something that I thought was just going to be, like, the end goal for me. So, absolutely. You know, the NFL has always been my dream. And I came back because I thought being here again would give me the best opportunity to, you know, go to the next level. I think I would have had an opportunity maybe last year, even after the injury, but I think I would have been selling myself a little bit short, just preparation-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I decided to come back. The NFL has always been my end goal. It's just fortunate enough that I'm here in a school like Wisconsin to come back and do it again.
That, Chez, what have you noticed about, and we'll let you go, get about your weekend as you're finished up Squat Fest, but Luke Fickell and the staff, how much did that play a part in your decision to come back and not kind of test those NFL waters?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Fake, Coach Brady, Coach Spalding, you know, I had those conversations with them about coming back, and I mean, it just made a lot of sense. You know, they obviously, you know, gave me, you know, different scenarios and planned out some things about, you know, what would happen, and I couldn't say no. You know, I think Coach Fake, especially his aura, like what he brings for this program, it's headed in the right direction. So I just wanted to be a part of it and make sure, like, you know, I kind of have my own little stamp on, like, you know, helping this team, you know, be where I know it should be.
And excited about this schedule. There have been talk in the past, oh, we're playing all these Bama coming in. Penn State, I mean, it's got to just be, you know, Coach Alvarez used to always say, you come here for those games. You don't come here, no offense to the other schools you play early, but you come here for the big games. Got to be exciting. You're going to have some big games here at Camp Randall that you get to showcase your talents in.
I mean, absolutely. Like, you know, I tell some of the guys, like, you know, games like this is – if you have dreams of going to the NFL, like, these are the games that change your life. So, I mean, if you show up in these big-time games, you know, it's literally life-altering. You know, I've seen it firsthand, you know, at Clemson and even here. You know, when some of those big games, you play some of these guys, you have those big games against them, your life changes. So I'm excited.
Well,
so are the guys.
Well, Chez, we love the fact that you've stayed and you've fought yourself to get back in this position. We cannot wait to see what unfolds this season. Good luck, and thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, Chez, Tausch hears me all the time say that I'm not a fan, and that's not my job. But I'm a fan of you, and we're all pulling for you here. We hope you have a great final season at Wisconsin, because you are a great example, and we're excited to have you here. Thanks.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, Tausch will continue at Squat Fest. I don't think we've convinced him to get on the rack and put up, I don't know what he's putting up now, but we will continue live from Squat Fest. Tausch, after you get done with Squat Fest, will it be time for a Coors Light?
It's always time. Coors Light, brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. And, man, you get done with a big day in the weight room, crack yourself open one and chill. That's why it's Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Thanks to Chez Malusi. More Will D. Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Like, share, and follow ESPN Madison. everywhere. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok for more great content from ESPN Madison. This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. With something in the air you can't deny.
Thanks again to Ches Malusi for spending some time with us. We'll have a few other players joining us coming up. But boy, Tausch, he's an impressive dude.
He's yoked. No, and I'm telling you, I think, you know, sports are awesome, they're invigorating, and they can also be just heartbreaking and gut punches. And I'm telling you, last year, you know, Wisconsin goes, and we know we're going to beat Purdue, and it's a big win on a Friday night. And the air in that stadium when Ches got hurt was, it was just eerie. And the flight back and all the stuff, it just, it wasn't that, oh, what a great win, because he's so just respected in this locker room. And I think the fact that he stayed and the fact that he grinded and fought to put himself back in this position, man, I hope he stays healthy and just has a monster year here for Wisconsin.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hey, tell us, speaking about dreaming fearlessly, tell us a little bit about what AmFam's got going on so we can get to some more of Squat Fest.
Well, folks, it's that time of the year again. Nobody tailgates like Brewers fans. And what if I told you that American Family Insurance can help take your tailgating to the next level? Enter the Superfan Tailgate Sweepstakes for an all-expenses-paid day at American Family Field with your own personal chef for you and five friends. You get field-level tickets, gift cards to some of your favorite spots at the stadium, and more. Go to amfam.com/brewer to enter today. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
Tausch continues live from Squat Fest 2024 at Camp Randall Stadium. Stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.